The 108th Congress, having failed to complete its business before the election, returned for a lame duck session. Having failed again to complete its business, it is returning again on December 6th. Lame duck 2, you might call it.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
You might also think that this is all because of ferocious partisan strife, but partisanship has little to do with it. The trouble lies mainly within the ranks of a strengthened Republican Party. First, there was a row over the elevation of Senator Arlen Specter to the chairmanship of the Judiciary Committee. Some arch conservatives found him insufficiently stalwart on confirmation of judges who failed the litmus test on abortion. In the end, Specter made it, but only after giving ironclad pledges not to refuse confirmation to judicial nominees who oppose abortion. Then there is intelligence reform, which was blocked by Republican leaders, including Speaker Dennis Hastert, despite the telephone pleas of President Bush. Behind the scenes, the Pentagon opposed the bill, which would give a National Intelligence Director some of the budgetary authority now enjoyed by the Defense Department. The Democrats sat by and watched as Republican leaders stiffed their commander-in-chief. The leadership will try again in lame duck session 2. Then there was the long overdue omnibus spending bill of $388 billion to run the government. In the dark of night, some Republican representative, or a staffer as one theory had it, slipped in an amendment that would allow committee chairmen and their staffs to inspect any income tax returns they chose to see, until now an exclusive power of the IRS. It was not until the 3,600-page spending bill had been approved that this mischievous little provision was discovered, and it stirred up a storm. So, now Congress will come back, repeal the sneaky provision, pass the bill again, so that the government can stop living on stopgap resolutions. It seems that the Republicans have so much power that they hardly know what to do with it. This is Daniel Shore.